Welcome to lesson 87 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney.
And I'm Tony O'Rourke. And today's tune is called St. Patrick's Day. Now, I first learnt this tune from Offaly guitarist Eddie Whelan, who plays it in a fingerstyle way. Eddie is also a fine singer, but unlike me, he plays predominantly in dadgad tuning. He also has a son called Eddie, who is one of Ireland's finest banjo players. The tune is in jig time, that is 6/8, but this tune is a set dance and is played at a considerably slower than normal jig tempo. However, other than the tempo, all of the rules that apply to jigs apply to this tune. This is a very common dance amongst step dancers, and it's what we call a hard shoe dance. And if you happen to be playing for a step dancer and you play the tune too fast, the step dancer will let you know. The A part of this tune has 8 bars repeated, but the B part of the tune contains 14 bars of music. Now, whether you repeat the B part or not will depend on the dancer, if you are playing for a dancer. The first time through the B part, they will lead off on the right foot, and then if they so choose, they will repeat the B part, leading off with the left foot, in which case you repeat the B part. When playing the tune as just a piece of music without any dancing, I play both parts twice. The last 4 bars of each part are identical. You can ornament the 3rd bar of the tune and the 7th and 17th bars, which are identical, by playing the first 2 notes of each bar as a triplet. You can see this in the notation in the booklet. So here's the first line of the tune, played straight, and then I'll play the first line of the tune utilizing that triplet in the 3rd bar. Note the G stroke B chords in part B. This simply indicates to play a G chord, but use the B note, that is the note on the 5th string at the 2nd fret, as a bass note. I sometimes take the last note of bar 4 and bar 18, a D quaver or D 8th note, and play it as a D E semi quaver, slurring them. So here I'll play bars 3, 4 and 5 as written on the transcription, and then I'll play bars 3, 4 and 5 with the slurred semi-quaver or 16th notes at the end of bar 4. Bit non-traditional, but it sounds nice.
And our usual reminder that listeners can download the booklet for $9 US from irishguitarpod.com. See you next week.
See you all then.